Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the show, you were just scrolling through your podcast feed and you're like, hey, that's called Dig Straight Down. That sounds like it might be a Minecraft podcast. Well, you would be absolutely right about that because this is a Minecraft podcast specifically about Minecraft updates. Now, those could be updates that are actually coming to the game, such as 1.21, which is bringing the Trial Chambers, the Breeze Mob, the new Wolf variants, what? As well as a whole bunch of other things. but also, I talk about updates that I want to come to the game. And updates that my audience wants to come to the game. I go over your guys' ideas all the time. So if you like update news about Minecraft, but also theorizing about the future of the game, what could happen in future Minecraft updates, and things that would just be really, really cool to see, then this is the podcast for you. And if you enjoy it, if you find yourself enjoying what you're listening to, please consider subscribing to the podcast. I do an episode every day of the week except for Saturdays and Sundays. I take those days off and just take a break from my upload schedule. But 5 episodes a week is usually what I do. And also, if you really, really enjoy it, consider sharing it with a friend who might also enjoy the podcast. Maybe you have a friend that you play Minecraft with or that you talk about Minecraft updates with. If you have that friend, then this would be a podcast that they would enjoy as well. Well, let's kick off this episode with the very first segment that I like to open up every episode with. This is the Q&A segment, the question and answer segment. Usually, a question and answer segment, Q&A segment, is when the audience asks the host a question and the host answers the question. And sometimes I do that, but usually I like to turn that on its head and I like to ask you guys a question and react to your answers because you guys have a lot of creative ideas when it comes to things about Minecraft, and I like to feature those on the podcast as much as possible. So a few episodes ago, I asked you guys, what is your least favorite task in Minecraft and how could it be better? Now, Minecraft, while it is a game and it is a very, very fun game, it is a lot of work to play. There's a lot of grinding that you do. Depending on the project that you want to work on, say you have a big build in mind and you really, really want a specific material to build it out of, such as concrete, for example. Concrete is notoriously difficult to get in large quantities. And so there's a lot of grindy chores to do in Minecraft. And so I wanted to see what you guys had to say about this. Mushroom Monstrosity says, finding a nether fortress. So this is a notorious one as well, you spawn into the nether, and if you don't do the exact right thing right off the bat, then you could have a lot of trouble finding a nether fortress. Now, I'm personally not savvy as to, you know, where nether fortresses spawn in the nether, but I do know that there is kind of a hack, basically, to finding a nether fortress. And it's not cheaty or anything, but it's just knowing how the your seed is generating nether fortresses. They always kind of do the same thing. And I believe that once you get into the nether, I feel like if you go north, I'm not sure if that's the right direction, but if you go a specific direction, you have a much higher chance of finding another fortress faster. Now, you'll have to do your own research as to how that works, but I do know that there is a way to find nether fortresses faster. But yeah, I agree. Nether fortresses can be difficult to find if you don't know how to do it. Dragonfish says, strip mining. I hate how boring it is. Maybe adding more structures really deep down, but I think the trial chambers might fix that. Good point. The trial chambers is going to be something that you will probably find more common than we might think while strip mining. Unfortunately, I don't want that to be the way we find trial chambers. I would like for them to be able to be found using a map, perhaps, or something like that. I just don't like having to break through the walls of a structure in order to get into it. I would like for there to be an official entrance. But that has nothing to do with this question. Silky says, redstone, it is so hard. Maybe something like a book which explains that what you need to do. It would be very helpful for people like me that think it's really hard. And yeah, honestly, this goes hand in hand with an idea of just things in Minecraft are very, very unintuitive. That, you know, there's a lot of things in Minecraft that unless you knew exactly how to do them, you would never be able to learn how to do them. Redstone being one of those things. For instance, calibrated skulk sensors. I don't think unless there's a recipe that pops up when you get skulk and amethyst, I don't think that there is a way that you would know to put those things together to make a calibrated skulk sensor. And then once you even made it, how do you know how to use it? So there's a lot of like this idea of just experimenting and trial and error that goes into learning redstone. And I don't know if that's the best way. Now, a lot of other people might disagree with me, but I guarantee you that people who are really, really good with redstone didn't learn their basics just from experimenting in the game. They learned them from other people. So that's kind of that's a topic that I feel like needs to be talked about a whole lot more. Godcat says, moving villagers. Maybe we could add a flute that when played, the villagers will line up and follow you. This is reminding me of the story of the Pied Piper in a lot of ways. I like this idea. Yeah, a flute that maybe the villagers start dancing and following you around as you play the flute. Now there's an idea. You could have a conga line of villagers following you from the village to your base as you play this flute. Now, I would say that whatever this thing is, this flute, would have to be kind of rare because that seems very powerful. Or maybe only a certain number of villagers can follow you, or maybe only the green robe villagers can follow you since they are not connected to an occupation block. Now that could be pretty good still because you could bring those villagers to your base or wherever you want villagers to be, and then you can breed them up and get baby villagers of different varieties. So there's an idea that I actually love a lot. So let's add some sort of instrument into the game where it can play a continuous kind of song. And then these green-robed villagers that don't have a job, they'll start dancing and following you around. As long as you can keep the music playing, they will follow you no matter where you go. And then you can move them much more easily that way. And once you get them to the place where you want them to be, you can start your villager farm there. I think that's an excellent idea. Silver says, it's a fine line between mining and redstone engineering, but I'd say redstone engineering because of how complex, weird, and utterly complicated it can be. To make it better, I say add a guide that explains and shows how exactly redstone components works. Maybe the stonemason villagers have a chance of selling this at high levels. Again, somebody who really would like for there to be some sort of instruction manual for redstone, and I don't think that this is unreasonable. I just don't know how this could be implemented in the game in a way that fits with the way the game is designed, because we really don't have those like instruction manuals in Minecraft. We don't really have a precedent for that. The closest thing that we have to instructions in Minecraft is things like the igloo, so the secret chamber beneath an igloo, where you have instructions on how to change zombie villagers into regular zombies. And I know that Mojang tried to give us something like this in the ancient city. There is a secret chamber beneath the portal frame in the ancient city where simple redstone mechanics are sort of laid out for you to sort of puzzle through. But again, redstone is a very, very complex system. And I don't know how this could be implemented, but I do agree that something needs to happen that just explains the basics. It doesn't have to explain the more complex things, but giving you an idea of how or what comparators do. For every redstone component, just an example or an explanation of what it does. Honestly, I think once a player has an explanation of what each piece does, then they can puzzle out and experiment on more complex stuff. But for the simple basics, I feel like there is an explanation needed. And finally, the Arch Villager says, fighting mobs, there are no good animations or interesting sudden changes. For example, like a skeleton that drops its bow and attacks you melee. Now, you know what I have seen, and I don't know if this has been in a mod or if it's been in vanilla, but I have seen skeletons actually pick up swords. I don't know if they can attack you if they do that. But yeah, I think that would be fun. More dynamic combat situations. I do think that the combat with mobs needs to be somewhat predictable so that you know what to expect going into it. But again, I do think that repetitive combat situations can be quite boring. Well, thank you so much, guys, for these thoughts and opinions. And if you would like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can go to Discord. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment. You can leave your answers there, and I'll do my best to read out as many of those as I can in a future episode. All right, guys, I'm going to announce the new theme for this week's One Block Challenge. Yesterday was the deadline for this week's One Block Challenge, but I'm announcing the theme for next week's One Block Challenge right now. Again, if you need a refresher on how this works, you can read all the details in the description of this episode. But next week's theme is transform. So a block that has something to do with transforming. And I want to see some creative ideas come out of this, because there's some simple ideas that could come out of this that are sort of low-hanging fruit. I want you to really think about a block that has something to do with transforming. And the more creative ideas are probably going to be more likely to win and be read out on a Friday episode. So again, if you want to take part in the One Block Challenge, you can email me your ideas as per the instructions in the description. Or better yet, you can go to the Discord and do it there, and maybe even collaborate with some other people on the Discord and come up with an idea together. I like to see that teamwork happen. It's really, really fun. So again, the Discord link is in the description of this episode if you want to do that. And all the details for the One Block Challenge are also in the description as well. All right, guys, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. And because it is a Thursday episode, you know what that means. Thursdays mean emails. We are going to read an email from a listener who had some interesting ideas about undead mob variants. This email comes in from Mason, and Mason writes, "As you said a few episodes ago, undead are kind of having a theme going on of variants. The zombies have husk, zombie villager," ooh, bringing up the zombie villager, I did not think about that one, "and drowned. And the skeletons have stray and bogged. In my opinion, I think phantoms are skeleton related, so I made more to even them out. Number one, they have the zicicle, the ice version of the zombie. They will not spawn at night. They will spawn in a new biome called the Icy Caves and have icicles hanging from the ceiling. Inside these icicles would be the zicicles. They would fall down on you and attack you. Zicicles would look like normal zombies, but with smaller icicles hanging off of them, torn clothes, and ice crystals growing on them. So a frozen zombie variant. This would be kind of cool because we don't have an ice-themed zombie, and I can imagine maybe their attacks being giving you some sort of freezing effect, maybe similar to powdered snow. I think that would be pretty cool. Number two, they have the starved. The starved are desert-themed skeletons that would break through sand-like walls to get to you and kill you. They would lurk under the sand and wait for a victim to approach, and bam, they're dead. Starved would have a sandy appearance with strips of clothing falling off. Oh, interesting. I imagine these kind of looking a little bit like mummies. An undead mob that actually rises out from the ground. I'm imagining this similar to the Warden. I would actually like this a lot because the classic idea of zombies or the undead is this idea of them rising out from the graves to walk around. And that would be kind of cool to have in Minecraft. So the starved, a desert skeleton would be interesting. Number three, they have the sunken one, the water version of the skeleton. It would lurk at the bottom of the ocean waiting for prey and would shoot a type of new arrow called sharp coral arrow. Or there would be also a chance that it would spawn with a trident. The sunken one would have a moldy, seaweedy appearance with coral growing off of it. Now, what I like about this is two things. One, I like that it has a new type of arrow. Now, as we know, normal arrows in Minecraft do not do very well underwater. What if this new arrow actually did very well underwater? I feel like that would be really, really cool. Also, with the bogged being able to have mushrooms sheared off of it, what if the sunken one could have coral sheared off of it? So a different way to farm coral would be very interesting. Number four, they have the Merc. The Merc would be the swamp version of zombies and would throw mud balls to attack. They would also hide in the mud, swim, and summon Baby Bogged, a new mob. The Merc would look like a zombie, but muddy, torn clothes, and a lily pad on its head. Not much to say about this version of the zombie, but I do think it would be pretty cool to have one in the a variant in the swamp. Maybe that could hide in mud blocks. Number five. Now, this is where things get really interesting. They have the skeleton villager. To expand on the undead and the villager side, we have the skeleton villager that would hold a bow and a satchel filled with 0 to 5 emeralds. This would make them a little OP, but since they have a 39.6% chance to spawn in abandoned villages. With the iconic big head, the skeleton villager looks a lot like both of its fellow cousins. Now, I like this idea a lot because we do have the skeleton or the villager zombie, or the zombified villager rather. It would be cool to have a skeleton variant as well. And I like this idea of it being exclusive to being found in zombie villages or abandoned villages. That would give it a little bit more rarity and allow it to be a little bit powerful as an undead mob. So I really, really like this idea a lot. Then we have, finally, the zombified phantom. Now, before I read this, I do want to make the note that the phantom is already kind of zombified. It is already an undead mob, but I do think that they had some interesting ideas here. They say, yes, I did just ruin the lives of everyone. I added zombie phantoms to Minecraft. They would swoop down and try to kill you, but it has a catch. If it misses and hits the ground, it goes underground and then comes back up ready to kill. Oh no. There's a 10.45% chance for this to spawn, but there could be a positive side. If you right-click with an elytra to saddle and ride a zombified phantom, you can ride it. The zombified phantom would look like a normal phantom with green skin and some bone showing. This is my idea. I was inspired by you. I hope you like my idea. I do like your ideas. So for this last one, the zombified phantom, I would just say this should just be the phantom, honestly. I don't know about the idea of it going through blocks, going underground and swooping back up. That would make a unpopular mob even more unpopular. But what I do like is this idea of riding phantoms. Now, this would require quite a lot of balancing. Because one, we already have the Elytra. Two, we don't want to make horses and other rideable means of transportation even more irrelevant. And also, these phantoms are undead, so you would not be able to ride them in the daytime. So there's a few things that you would have to do. First of all, you would have to be able to cure a phantom to turn it not undead. You would have to be able to tame it. Or, you know, this is like a riding a pig situation where you have to have something on a, you know, fishing rod to lead it around, which I don't think would be a bad idea. And also, Elytra would have to change. what if Elytra, instead of it being something that you can wear and fly around with, Elytra became phantom saddles? And so you have the Elytra, but you're not able to wear it. But instead, you wait for the phantoms to appear. You catch a phantom somehow. You right-click on it. You put the Elytra onto the phantom, and all of a sudden, you're able to get onto the phantom's back. The phantom can actually kick you off, maybe. I don't know. But you have to tame the phantom in order to fly it. maybe taming it requires healing it with a golden apple and a weakness potion, similar to how you heal a zombified villager. And once you do this, you can ride it around. Maybe it's not as fast as a horse, so the horse becomes the fastest rideable mob. And so the horse has its own, you know, unique use. But the phantom, obviously, being a flying mob, has a unique use on its own. I don't know. There's something to this. The positive that I can think for this would be that the phantom becomes a mob that people want to encounter and have something to fly around on. But the downside of this would be that people lose the Elytra as something that they can just, you know, get and fly with. Now, I think this is just rubbing up on the problem that the Elytra is introducing to the game in the fact that the Elytra is just too powerful and too good for the game. There's just no downside to the Elytra at all. And that introduces a problem just wildly for transportation in Minecraft. I don't know how I feel about this. I think that, again, the positive would be that the Phantom stops being a hated mob and becomes something that people want. But on the other side, we would lose the Elytra as a really good feature. Maybe too good of a feature. but anyway, I thought that was an interesting idea. So thank you so much, Mason, for this, this list of undead mob variants. Again, guys, if you want me to read an email from you, send me an email to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com, and I will do my best to read as many emails as I can on a future Thursday episode. That'll bring us to the end of this episode. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.